Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay, my lords, my ladies, good people of Northumberland, gather around the radio. Today we ask you to heed the good words about a citizen of Northumberland, Mandy Robinson. She is a town crier from Coburg, a gentle lass with a voracious voice, and she will share with you some special news. So do not stray, listen carefully, for we all will be better off for it. And may God bless Northumberland County and this great country of Canada. That will be the first part of our show. Next, we will be treating a member of the Coburg Council. That will be the first half of the show. Next, we will be interviewing a member of the Coburg Taxpayers Association for a serious case of political whiplash. Only last week, the group was celebrating a victory of sorts after urging council to reconsider how local politicians are paid. But as of Tuesday, things went sideways at that council meeting. We will find out what happens, so please stay tuned for that. So let's get at it. Since medieval times, town criers have played an important role in communicating vital messages to a large group of people. The Bayeux Tapestry, which depicts the invasion of England by William of Normandy and the Battle of Hastings in 1066, features two bellmen. Our guest today continues the great tradition of reading proclamations as the town crier for Coburg. On June 1st, she will be joined by many of her colleagues from across Ontario to compete in the Provincial Town Crier Championships, which are being hosted in Coburg and Grafton. I am so pleased to welcome Mandy Robinson to the studio.
Thank you very much indeed. It's beautiful to be here. Appreciate it.
So how did I do for my first attempt at a town crier?
You stole some of my thunder, actually, but that's okay because I can repeat it. You did very well. You should consider the role if and ever I decide to quit.
Well, there you go. So now I have a career plan for the next couple of years. So how is it that the provincial championships for the town criers is being held here in Coburg and Grafton? How did that take place?
This is actually magic because, as most people will know, that this is my fifth year being the town crier of Coburg. And ever since I learned about competition, so that's way back at the beginning, and I know my predecessor, Tom McMillan, used to compete in the contests, I had it in mind to have at some point, if it was possible, the Provincial Town Crier Championships brought to Coburg. Now, the Ontario Guild of Town Criers usually sets up a couple of years ahead of time for the host crier over the next few years. So we weren't even in the lineup at this point. And just before Christmas, I think it was, take me back a little bit, I was approached by the town crier for Alnwick Haldimand, which is Liam Craig. I see you have his picture there. And asked if I would consider having the championships here. And of course, my ears just went straight up. What? How's this going to happen? So he explained that they were looking for a host town because the original host for 2019, for some unknown reason, had backed out. So we met for coffee. We discussed the logistics, the possibilities, what we would have to do, both approaching council at each township, and go from there. So that's what we set about doing.
So what made you decide it was a good idea to host it here? Why here and why not elsewhere?
For me? Okay. Yeah. So if you go back to when I was first crowned the town crier on January the 1st, 2015, I made history in Coburg's town. And even if I were to resign or pass away, whatever the situation, that inauguration for me as Coburg's first female town crier was unique. It would never happen again in the history of the town. So my goal as town crier would be to walk in my own shoes and form my own unique way of becoming Coburg's town crier. So to bring the provincial championships, Ontario provincial championships, to Coburg is another unique way that I can be Coburg's town crier. And throughout my history thus far, I have created many, many unique, special occasions and events and situations. And this right now is the most exciting, I believe.
So what sort of work is involved in organizing this kind of an event?
A lot more than I'd anticipated.
Okay.
So first of all, one has to be a town crier in the township that's going to host, has to be a member of good standing in the community, has to be a member in the Ontario Town Crier Guild in good standing. So dues paid up, insurance, everything else. And the guild then, the board of the guild then has to decide if they would like to choose what was being offered, which was a dual contest, same contest, but in two townships. So Alnwick Haldimand and Cobourg. So split between the two over the day. So they have to agree to that first, and then it comes back to us, and then we have to make up a draft to present to council. I did two presentations to council between January and March. The first one was on the history of the town crier. We had a new council coming in, so I felt it would be a good idea to inform them of how and when the town crier began and how it's come down through the ages right to today. The second presentation was my pitch to council to try and raise some funds to be able to host the town criers contest here. Now, the first obstacle that I actually met, and it was only because I had no idea about it, there is an Ontario, like a bursary you can obtain from the Ontario government for events like this. But you have to have it in, your submission in, by October the 31st, I believe, was the deadline. Well, at that point, I didn't know about it, and it was way too late. We'd passed it. So it was going to be touch and go as to whether council, A, would go for it, and B, whether we could raise funds through the council, and that's how it started.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit, because there's a lot of important things that you've said.
Yeah.
First of all, this is a public event.
Yes, absolutely.
Town crying is a very public thing.
Absolutely.
So when we host it, where is it actually going to be located?
Okay, so we have a cry starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's the first opening ceremonies and cry. Meet and greets at 8:30. And it's down on the harbour front where we normally have the Christmas trees lit up. So at the back of the farmer's market, right there on the harbour front in front of the boats. That stretch of grass that normally has the Christmas trees on, That's where the stage will be set and all the chairs will be set up.
Okay. So from that standpoint of view, how does it work in terms of, you said there's a first cry at 9 o'clock. Can you give us an itinerary of how that unfolds over the day then?
Okay. So as I said, 8:30 is meet and greet. 9 o'clock will be opening ceremonies. So I believe the mayor, etc., will do the introductions. Then there has been a draw made privately. We as criers knew nothing about it. It was done in Victoria Hall with the president of the Town Crier Guild, which is Bill McKee. So he came down, met with somebody, and all the names went into hats, and the order of speaking was drawn for each individual cry. So we now know where we're going to be standing for when we speak. So that was the first thing, and then, 9 o'clock, opening ceremonies, then the first cry. There's approximately 12, I believe, competing. Some have had to drop out. I believe they've had floods and things and had to be called back to their homes, whatever, which is very sad, and we certainly wish them all the very best in the troubles they're going through. So there's about 12, and each will speak, do the cry. Cries are limited to 100 to 125 words per cry. So you can imagine, that sounds a lot, but when you're a town crier and you have a lot to say, that is nothing. It took me weeks to master these three cries and get them down to exactly what I wanted, and they're around 120, 122 words.
Now, do you have specific things you cry to, for like, what would they say, your first cry has to be an opening of something, or it has to be this kind of cry or that kind of cry? Is it
yes.
That specific?
It is that specific. The first cry is always the hometown cry. That's what they call the hometown cry. So that will be basically introducing our audience to our hometowns. So each crier will cry about their hometowns. The second cry was my choice, and the third cry was crier Craig's choice, because we're hosting them. So the second choice is Victoria Hall, and the third choice is, I believe, Architecture and Heritage in Grafton. So those are the three titles, and that's what every crier will have had to have done research on and prepared their cries from.
Okay. So we talked a little bit too, you talked about funding. So what kind of costs are involved in holding this kind of event?
That's an interesting question. I've not been asked that before, other than by council. It's normally a two-day event. So criers will come down on a Friday evening and spend the weekend, and there'll be other events planned as well.
Is that at their own cost?
Some of the events are, not the crier side of it. Okay. So just roughly, don't quote me because it can vary, but it's for 2 days, it's about $10,000 to host a town crier contest. We're only hosting for 1 day, so it's split it in half down to $5,000. So the funding was to be raised between Coburg and Alnwick Haldimand to get that figure so that we could host the contest.
Okay, and so if I'm a crier, is it my own expense to for my food and for my accommodation? I mean, is that sort of my cost, or does the municipality where they come from, do they cover those costs? How does that work?
That can actually be up to each individual town crier. I mean, maybe they have supporters back home and they sent them with gifts of funds, whatever, I don't know. But for the most part, we'll arrange accommodation, but they have to pay for that themselves. The food and anything involved with the actual contest down at the lake or in Grafton is footed by the funding we raise to host this event.
Now, besides the 12 or so people that are expected to come, what is it like in terms of a tourist attraction event? I mean, that's some part of it. And what sort of crowds can we expect at this?
Well, what the Town Crier Guild tries to do is to piggyback on other events in a town. And if there aren't any, they generally, to my knowledge, won't come. You have to have crowds there for them to entertain. So we have doors open happening on June the 1st. And I know George Street is going to be shut down for other events. We've got the farmers market going on. Crowds that are coming are going to be quite considerably large, I would think. And we also have people coming from out of town. Some of these criers, that we've got some coming from Ottawa, some coming from Niagara Falls. They're coming from all over Ontario. And I know they'll probably bring spouses and friends and that type of thing. So big crowds, we're hoping.
Are there people out there, because I know everybody has lots of different interests, are
there
people that go around and actually attend these events because they're fans or they like this kind of stuff? I mean, do you have like a following, like a rock band?
An entourage. I've never been asked that before either, and this is my first contest.
Okay.
So I can't honestly ask that, but I do know from the criers that are coming, like I said, friends and family, different mm-hmm. people will follow them down.
Okay, so now, when you do a cry, how are you judged?
Oh gosh, this is going to be so much fun, and we've got to try and ignore this when we're actually delivering the cries.
Okay.
It is absolutely specific. So we've already forwarded our cries to the MC, which is the president of the guild, and he will submit those cries in written form to all of the judges, and he meets with them the day before. Again, we're not privy to that meeting. So the cries themselves, you can be penalized if you go under 100 words or over 125. It starts with your first verbal sound. It can include too many rings of your bell. You can be penalized 2 points if you ring your bell too much. You can be penalized if you break in speech. So say, for example, that was a break. I could be penalized for that. I have to be fluent with my cry. I have to know exactly what I'm talking about. Deportment, my costume, the way I communicate to my audience, my pitch, pace, and power. How I communicate with people when I'm not actually crying, so how we mingle with the crowds, how much we know about our town, how confident we are. There is an endless list, believe me, that the judges will be picking up on every last detail for.
I got a copy of the score sheets, and I have to tell you, I was blown away by everything from, you know, how clear you sound, enunciation, diction and phrasing, loss of voice or hoarseness, sustaining volume. When you start to look at that, I begin to wonder, I mean, do you train for something like this?
Well, you would have to. You would have to,
Are you?
Well, I'm fluent in public speaking. I've been a distinguished Toastmaster for over 12 years now.
Is that right?
So I teach leadership and communication skills voluntarily in a community and all over the place. I've gone into Cameco. I've done a speech craft in Brookside Detention Center. I do speech competitions. People that know me well know that my goal is to be crowned the world champion of public speaking at some point. There are 6 levels. I've reached level 4, 3, 3 or 4 times. I just forget now. So I'm constantly honing my skills with public speaking and teaching leadership and communication skills. So I'm also a Shakespeare actress, and I've got a skit coming up with the Northumberland Players in June in the Lion King that the students are putting on. So any opportunity I get to speak, even like now, is an opportunity for me to hear myself, how I present, my enthusiasm, all that kind of stuff. So I'm constantly honing skills on speaking. So for the cries, it's the ultimate, because you're not just performing and entertaining, you're bringing every skill that you have to the table to make that cry come to life and entertain your audience, that they are glued to practically every word you say.
Is it physically demanding?
Yes. Yes,
it
is.
In what way?
Well, firstly, learning to control your breath as you're speaking, how to hold yourself so that you can get the most power from your voice. For me personally, because I'm what they have termed the rebel crier, as in I dress as a female of the Victorian era. So I wear gowns, and my hat doesn't come off because in the 1800s, women were not allowed to show their hair. And I curtsy, I don't bow. So I designed both of my gowns, one for the winter and one for the summer. So they have crinolines under them, the fabric is heavy. I also carry a scroll and a bell, etc. And if you're standing there for more than 5 minutes in all this outfit, that heaviness can weigh down on you. I had a classic example just this weekend gone. I had the great privilege of crying at a 60th wedding anniversary for a local couple, and I'd obtained as much information as I could prior to this to prepare the cry, and the person that hired me wanted me to get as much of that in as I possibly could. So it ended up being the longest cry I have ever had to do. So at about probably the 3 or 4 minute mark, I'm holding the scroll, I'm doing great, but my arm starts to shake because it's been held out there for too long. So I had to switch arms to go to the other one. It became a little bit of a joke, and it went really, really smoothly. So it's demanding in a lot of ways.
Now, you must know each other through the guild, and I assume that this guild is a club of all town criers.
Yes.
So I noticed that in going to the website that this is not obviously the first one. There was last year's champions, and it seems quite competitive.
Yes.
What is it like in that competitiveness? Do we have a favorite coming in this year? I noticed that the guy from Scugog seems to do really, really well.
Yeah.
So is he sort of the reigning champion, and do we expect him, or how does that all work?
Okay, so the one person I was really, really looking forward to coming, because I'm dying to meet this man, is our current world champion, which is Chris Wyman, and he lives in Kingston. And for whatever reason, he's not able to come, so I'm a little disappointed there. And there are some brothers, I believe 3, don't quote me because it's been a while since I looked into it, but I think there's 3 brothers that have competed. Some of them have been provincial champions over several times. It is very competitive. And like I said, this is my first contest. And other than some small videos that I've looked at each individual, I haven't actually met these people. So that's another joy and excitement I'm looking forward to.
What would you say are your greatest strengths as a town crier?
I do this because I love people. I'm a social person and I love to make a difference. So whether I'm doing a cry in an official capacity for the town, or whether, like for this 60th anniversary that I just did, I'm doing it for individual people or individual groups, I do this because I can make a difference. Now, just going back to that anniversary, there was a photograph taken of the couple sitting close to the stage, taken from the side. And you can actually see, if you zoom in on the photograph, you can actually see not only were they smiling with great joy, but there were tears in their eyes. And after I'd done the cry and presented them with a signed copy, that's something else unique I do. I don't know of anybody else that does that. You could actually see the tears. They were that moved. And even today now, it's, what day is it, Thursday? Wednesday? Lost track. Anyway, I'm still getting feedback from people that said it was absolutely amazing. So for me to hear that I've made a difference in somebody's life, that's what I do it for. So the skills I have is to be able to communicate, I articulate, enunciate, etc. And I'm able to get a message over that touches people's hearts.
What are the biggest challenges you face?
Well, we've already talked about one, wearing the heavy gowns and dragging myself around in them. The biggest challenge I found so far actually happened on July the 1st last year. It was, we all know, one of the hottest days we've experienced in Coburg for many, many years. I think it was topping 40 when I sat on that fire truck. Now, it's the old fire truck at the start of the parade, and it doesn't matter which side you sit on, you're sitting on top of an engine. Okay, so you're sitting on heat, and then you've got the heat of the weather. And humidity is my killer. I can't take humidity, and I hadn't realized just how bad it was. So they had a huge cooler on the truck with ice water and ice, and I was just pouring it down the front of my gown the whole way there, just to try and keep cool. When I got up to do the speech, the cry, I knew that I was beginning to suffer from sunstroke. And I made it through. A friend of mine, Savvy, everyone knows Savvy, came and picked me up, took me back to my car, and made it home. And for the next couple of days, I was laying down in bed. I didn't go anywhere. So that's a huge challenge, the weather.
If I'm interested, can you remind me now where and when this is all taking place?
I will. Do you want that now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so June the 1st, which is a week on Saturday, down at the harbor front. It's called the Rotary Park, actually. We have meet and greet at 8:30 a.m., opening ceremonies at 9 a.m., followed by the first cry, and 11 a.m. is the second cry. At noon, the criers and their guests will go to the AGN in Victoria Hall for lunch, and then at 1 p.m., the entourage will traverse to Grafton, to the Grafton Inn, for the 2 p.m. third cry. And we have our Member of Parliament, Honourable Member of Parliament, Kim Rudd, presenting the trophies, etc.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So be there or be square.
You got it.
And on that note, we're going to take a break for some commercials. I want to thank Mandy Robinson, the town crier for Coburg, for coming in today and to share the news of this great event. Please stay tuned to Consider This on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news. We will be right back.